Oh, baby doll. Did you really think this was about you? This was never about you, sweetheart. This was always about the money. I just needed those big tits and a tight ass of yours to distract those armored car guards. I could have done it myself. I mean, look at me in this dress and these gorgeous tights. I fucking love these tights. But with their eyes on you in your daisy dukes and slutty boots, they never saw me coming. Of course, to be fair to them, you never saw me coming either. That's why you're the one handcuffed to a tree in the middle of this swamp. And I'm the one who's going to walk away with a suitcase full of cash. Oh, poor baby doll. Did you really think we were going to bury the loot, shack up together in some no-tell hotel while the heat cooled off? Are you really that dumb? I guess it helped I picked here to hide the cash. And it's perfect, darling. Miles from anywhere. Your poor white trash upbringing really paid off, huh? It'll be years before anyone stumbles across whatever the gators and blackfies leave of you. Don't look so angry. The appropriate emotion is fear. Come on, I know it's in there. Let it out, huh? You know how it turns me on. No, not even for old time's sake. If that were me trained to that tree, tricked and trapped, my heart would be going a mile a minute. My legs would be trembling. I'd struggle. I'd squirm. I might even beg.
Please, baby, let me go. I'll do anything. I'll do everything. Just turn me loose. Help me. Please help me.
If that were me, stuck like you, I wouldn't know if I were terrified or turned on. I almost envy you. Fear is the ultimate foreplay. And seeing you like that, your back up against that tree, your arms stretched back around it, wrists cuffed, I got to admit it's making me hot. Seems a shame to waste the good opportunity. And I do owe you something for making me rich. So let me just unbutton those dukes, push them down over your hips, and reach into those little panties of yours. Oh, chained to a tree, mad enough to kill, and you're as wet as this whole fucking swamp. You dumb backwoods slut. All your primal instincts are wired together, aren't they? Fury, fighting, fucking fear. Nothing separates one from the other. You're a fucking American animal. So let me just wiggle out of this dress. And press up against you. I want to give you something to remember me by. And since you can't get fingerprints off a clit. There. How does that feel, huh? How does that feel? You silly fucking cunt. Thinking we could be partners. Me, all class and brains. And you, all tits and eyeshadow. Oh, fuck. You always did like it when I talk like that. You redneck slut. That's it. Back against me. Back against me. You're as easy to set off as a 50-cent firecracker, but God, I've always loved your cunt. It's the only thing I'll miss about you. The only part of you that had any real warmth. Any real use. Good girl. Oh, baby doll. You're getting close, aren't you? So close. I always know by the way you start to shiver. And by those little crumbs, those little piggy grunts. Oh, you're close. So I think I'll stop. Poor baby. I said I wanted to give you something to remember me by. Leaving you here, on the edge and unfulfilled, your cunt dripping down your legs. What could be better? Especially since I'm going to finish myself off before I go. I told you this wasn't about you. You want me to back up so you can see the full picture? That's an excellent idea. I want you to remember me with my fingers inside my cunt while you... Whoops. Muddy. I stuck my shoes right off. Shit, these gorgeous tights are ruined. What are you smiling about? Was that your idea of a last little fuck you? You think a little mud is going to get me to stop? Oh, darling. I've been rolling around in the muck with the worst of them my entire life. A little mud never hurt nobody. It's just like blood. It rushes right off. And I can buy a 1,000 pairs of tights with R. I mean, my money. Think about that. Me jetting off to Beverly Hills or Paris or back to Russia. While you pull and fight against those cuffs growing weaker and weaker for me. Your nipples look diamond hard through your t-shirt. You only ever got that turned on before when we killed someone. Since you obviously can't kill me, what's it doing for you, baby? Is it the sight of me fingering myself that's making you all hot and dripping? Fuck, I'm gonna come, baby. Seeing you like that, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Fuck. If I'd known I was going to come like that, I'd have chained you up weeks ago. But now, as much as I'd like to stay and tease and torture you some more, I can't leave any evidence, so let me just grab my dress and... Why the tears, my sweet nurse? Are you sad that I won't uncuff you? That I won't let you live? That this all wasn't some big game and I secretly really do love you? You really are a fool. Let me cup your chin. Look at me. Not my naked body, not at my pussy. Look into my eyes. Do you still think I could still love you? Do you still think I could need you? You are little more than a pawn, and you have served your purpose and made your move in killing the kinping. So why, little sweet, should I care? Why should I not leave you here to rot? Because you love me. How naive. Love is your weakness, girl, not your strength. Your bound wrists feel like love. No, 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 they don't. You have been good to me. You served your purpose well. But you did exactly what you were supposed to do, and nothing more. So why should I care? Why should I care, baby girl? So very sweet. I will give you a chance. I will unlock you and let you run. Go ahead, sweetheart. Run for me. Run. Try and escape your fate. Oh, I forgot to mention, this swamp is awfully boggy. Maybe even quicksand boggy. Oh, baby girl. I could have chosen a swamp far further from civilization. But no. Didn't you ever question why I didn't choose a bog further from civilization? There are ones a lot further than here. No, because you don't ask questions. No, no, no. You're not there to think. And now you're stuck. Stuck for me. With nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and nothing to do but accept your fate. It's delicious, sweetheart. I can see your juices running down your thighs. What a dirty girl, what a depraved, dirty slut. Even as you've been betrayed, even as you're going to die, still all you want is to be used. I have a begrudging respect for you, sweetheart. Maybe I will do you the luxury of finishing the job. Beg me, sweetheart. Beg me to let you come in your last moments. I could just as easily light a cigarette and watch as you slowly suffocate and not leave until you have. Or you can be good and beg. And I will make your last moment so sweet, sweetheart. Good, then take my hand. I will keep you from sinking further. Let me grab that little pussy of yours. You hate me and still you beg for my touch. Your body practically convulses towards me. Good girl, good girl. They're never going to find you here. They're never going to know what happened. They're never going to know that your last moments were spent begging for more. I have no pride left to give anymore. So come. Come while you have the chance. Good girl, good girl, good girl. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. So good, so depraved, so screwed. Goodbye, trailer trash. You've been very, very useful.